Being empathetic is an extremely important skill for community-based conservation. Empathy can help one to understand the different perspectives of local communities, be more accommodating towards local people, their concerns, and needs. Empathy allows us to be more sensitive towards people, cultures, different perceptions, ideas, and emotional state of others. In order to create meaningful conservation interventions, we need to view problems and opportunities not only from our perspectives, but also from the viewpoint of local communities. And empathy greatly contributes to this process. When we were thinking about what would be the best example to showcase empathy with my colleagues, we actually realized that empathy manifests itself in every aspect of our interactions with local communities. Empathy presents itself in subtle little ways all the time. It might not always be obvious, but it is an important aspect of our community conservation. Snow Leopard Foundation in Kyrgyzstan has been implementing Snow Leopard Enterprises program in two local communities of Akshyrak and Enerjisyk in Sarıçatırtaş Nature Reserve. SLE participants agreed to a conservation agreement, which outlines a conservation commitment of protecting snow leopards and wild prey species living in their area from poaching. If participating community fulfills their collective conservation commitments, an additional cash bonus is awarded at the end of each year. However, if the community agrees that the conservation commitment was not respected, if, for example, poaching takes place during that time, the entire community agrees to give up the bonus. Community bonuses are collected into the community fund, which can be spent on communal needs. The decision is made by a committee that consists of community leader, community members, and Snow Leopard Foundation in Kyrgyzstan. There were a few instances when the community decided to spend the money and notify us afterwards. There was a woman, a program participant, who needed finances for a surgery. The community quickly decided to provide financial help to this woman. Or one of the community members unfortunately died, and the community decided to provide some financial support for the funeral. The community needed to make decisions quickly to provide the support to those individuals in need. And our team respected the community and its decisions. We also realized that these were unfortunate life events, and we tried to be sensitive in those kinds of situations. Our team also provided help to other community members and ragers who were in similar situations. For example, they needed support related to health emergency. Even if it was little help, we didn't have to do that from the program standpoint of view, but we still did it. We also plan to start a beekeeping project in Şamşir. We have visited one of the local communities several times. During our first visits, we would talk to individuals and trying to collect information and to learn more about the people and their activities. After that, we had a meeting with the representative of the local sub-government. During that meeting, we decided that we're going to have another meeting with the whole community where we would introduce ourselves and we would discuss our project ideas. So when we arrived to the office of local self-government on the planned date, there was no one there. The representative of the local self-government did not invite anyone. And it was a little bit frustrating, but we still decided to conduct the meeting. So we had to wait for an hour until people would gather together and we could start the meeting. After that, we had more targeted meetings and we would directly contact people and invite people for these meetings. And during those meetings, some of the local community members were very skeptical about non-governmental organizations and conservations. Some people would ask for money, some people would ask for a job, and sometimes people would just start complaining about the political and economic situation in the country. And we had to patiently listen to people and try to make any clarifications in regards to our work and our priorities. after one of those meetings, we were kindly invited by a man to his home, and he showed us his apiary, he showed us his certificates, and then he invited us for a cup of tea, and we had a tea with the honey that he makes, and he told us many stories about his life. And we didn't have to stay there after this meeting, but we couldn't refuse him. And I think taking that extra time and effort to talk to local communities, build that trust and relationships with them, it's very important for our work. And also, empathy helps us to understand better the community. And I think that taking this time to share and learn and discuss with the community helped our team to build better understanding of why the community may be apprehensive of engaging with conservation. And I think it's largely to the principles of empathy. So these two examples show that empathy is always present in our work, and it is all those little things that really, really, really matter. Empathy allows us to build partnerships beyond our own conservation goals, but rather building this human connection as a foundation for community conservation work. At the end of the day, we're all just only humans.